Hello, here's a little nutrition talk for you. Hope you find it very helpful. So we're going to talk about why nutrition is so important and why you should really, really focus on your nutrition rather than doing lots of training. As we always say, abs are made in the kitchen. So don't be afraid of having a complete balanced diet. I know lots of people who say, I'm going to lose weight, and they cut out a food group. That is not the way to go. And in the long run, it will not help you lose weight and keep it off. So we need to be looking at fats, healthy fats, proteins, and carbohydrates of the whole grain variety. Also, you can add veggies, fruits, rice, oats in that carbohydrate bracket. With your protein, we need to be looking at good quality protein. Things like, and it's not just chicken, there are other sources. So things like eggs, chicken or turkey, beef, fish, so salmon, tuna, cod. The salmon obviously also comes under the healthy fats category. You've got some yogurt, some milk, some low-fat cheese, plant-based. You've got quinoa, soy, which is found in tofu and edamame beans, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and then you can combine some plant proteins. So things like rice and beans, hummus and pita, and peanut butter and whole grain bread. Now, these things can form complete proteins. So also you've got your lentils, you've got your pulses, all those sorts of things that you can add to your diet. With your healthy fats, I've mentioned the salmon, but also avocado, good quality olive oil, and you've got your nuts, and bits and pieces there too. Don't cut out any food groups. Without nutrition and without focusing on your nutrition, you will only get certain results. So you really need to be thinking you can't out-train a bad diet. It's no good reaching for the sugary, snacky things, the processed foods, the alcohol, and then thinking the next day, I'm going to do a workout and I'll burn it all off. It doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Certain things happen, especially when you have alcohol, your body holds on to more estrogen and it will hold on to more fat. You need to be thinking about the way your body processes these things. With sugar, it causes inflammation. So when you do go to do a workout, your body will struggle because your joints and your muscles will be inflamed. You really need to think 80-20. So 20% needs to be training, and 80% really does need to be about what you are putting into your body. And I mean that, I really do. You know, like I've just said, you can't out-train a bad diet. If you really want to see results, you're going to have to drill down to what you're eating. And unfortunately, when life gets in the way, it's our nutrition that suffers. So you need to be building in those healthy habits. Rome wasn't built in a day, so don't suddenly go from eating rubbishy foods to suddenly all salads and good proteins and bits and pieces. You need to do it, sort of be kind to yourself. Change things gradually. I want you to also think about how foods affect you. Look at how you feel after you eat certain foods. So, if you eat something, are you then, after a couple of hours or an hour, just crashing? So, you feel hungry, or you're craving carbs, or you're craving sugar, or you're bloated suddenly. That means that that food you've just eaten a couple of hours ago is not serving you well. It's just creating problems. Now, a little while ago, I did the hair sample test and I sent my hair off. And there were some really healthy foods, things like chickpeas, that I actually have a bit of an intolerance to. So I was eating loads of chickpeas and wondering why I was feeling so bloated because I knew they were healthy. And as soon as I cut the chickpeas out, and added other healthy foods, I wasn't getting as much bloating. So maybe you need to think about that. Think about things like white pasta, white breads. It all causes inflammation. So going down the carb route, like I said before, think whole grains, you know, brown rice, brown pasta, potatoes, sweet potatoes, those sorts of things. If you're having a lot of processed foods, they put a load of sugar and salt in. Again, it can become, your body can become inflamed, and it can just really make your body not perform as well. If you want to really see muscle definition when you're training and doing our Lift Lean, then you have to be putting those good quality proteins in to support your muscle fibers. All right, so it really is important to drill down. Don't think that you can just suddenly eat a load of rubbish. You might have been able to do in your 20s. You might have just lived on caffeine, chocolate and chips. But as we get older, our body changes. So I hope that helps. If you need me, give me a shout. If you're one of my platinum members, don't forget you get a one-to-one with me every month. So that means that I'm like a little Rosie PT in your pocket, and I can work out your training program with the classes you should be doing, and we can really drill down to what you're eating. So please don't hesitate to contact me. I really hope that's given you a little bit of insight, inspiration, you know. And the thing is, if you start to eat well, you will feel better. So it's not only the way you look, it's how you feel. And then you'll have more energy. And then the next day you'll want to get out. You'll want to do more things and live your life as you should live it. Okay, hope that's helped. And I'll hopefully speak to you soon.